Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We just celebrated Library Lovers Month, sent Cato out with a duck call in the library, and he got somebody else in trouble. So if you are that group that he was annoying this morning, that was Cato from the Hawk and Tom Show. So, you know, when it comes to libraries, that's how we used to get all of our information. Now we get it by Google. I did some research with Google. Weirdest things people Google. I don't know what's the weirdest thing you've Googled lately. If you get your Googler out, you can probably do some little research
right there. It's illegal.
I use that safe search for a reason.
Okay. Here's some of the things that people, some of the weirdest things people have Googled. Do penguins have knees?
Yes. Well, do they?
Yes, they do. They have knees. I had no idea.
How do you think they hold the egg?
Yeah, okay, that's where they put it. It's between their knees, and they shuffle along with a little egg right there. Mm-hmm. And it's the guys that take care of the egg.
Yeah, okay, do pigs sweat was a weird thing someone Googled.
I'm going to say no.
Yes, but it's not really to cool themselves down. They cool themselves down by getting in the mud and wallowing in the mud.
Then why bother sweating?
I don't know. It's just the way they were made. Why do men have nipples? That's a weird thing someone Googled.
I know. We can't even reach them.
Okay. They say because it happens in utero before your male hormones kick in.
So that's true. We all start out as females.
Okay.
And then that kicks in and you turn male.
Okay.
If you're a male.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't know that? Google it.
I didn't pay attention.
Why does my boss hate me is something people are Googling.
Well, what do they say? I'm just curious.
There's many answers out there. These are some of the weirdest ones. Do worms have eyes? You ever wondered about that?
Most don't, I don't think.
No, but the skin cells can detect light. So they know when they're outside that, you know, outside of the ground, they can sense light.
Huh.
Is that would you agree that's weird?
Uh-huh. I mean, worms are weird, period.
Am I crazy? Or am I psycho?
Now, how did that one come
back? Katie, you have to do it yourself.
You know what? It's like those magic eight balls you have as a kid, you see, like in the toy store.
As a kid?
Like, yeah.
I still depend on that sometimes.
And you know what? I see them because the kids are in the toy aisle, and I'll see them, and I'll go ahead and play that game.
Oh, yeah. It's a game?
Yeah, it's a game.
I've been making my decisions the wrong way.
It's magic. Okay. Can I marry my cousin is a weird thing people have Googled.
Which depends state? On what state you're in.
You know that 250,000 people in America are married to their first or second cousins. That's fact.
Okay, first and second's a big difference, so I think that should be more specific.
Okay, but that's still pretty close when you are first and second cousin.
First cousin's really close. Second cousin is kind of close.
Well, second cousin is your cousin's kid, right?
I do not know that.
Yeah.
But first cousin is your cousin.
Yeah.
It's cousin both months. Different.
It's a little different. Yeah.
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 Mm. I Googled the second part. The first part was someone else that Googled that. As far as can I marry my cousin? Here's one for you. Weird things that people Google. Does my butt look 40?
Look what?
40. The age 40, I guess.
Huh.
Well, yeah.
How dumb are these people?
I don't know, but I want to see.
Now I have a new complex.
Well, now I know how dumb they are.
Google it for me, Kato. Does my butt look 40? And just see what it says.
What could it say? Send in your picture and we'll let you know.
Exactly. I mean, how dumb are these people?
No, it's not like a yes-no question. It's like they'll describe what a 40-year-old butt looks like. You know, for a male, I'm sure that it's a very flat, pancake, saggy butt. For a female, it might be different.
It's impossible to definitely say whether your butt looks 40 based solely on this question.
Exactly.
Appearance is subjective and depends on various factors like genetics, body composition, and exercising habits, not just age.
In other words, what a dumb question.
That's what these are, the weirdest questions
Google
gets.
This isn't weird, it's dumb. You're stupid if you ask that.
You're very judgmental.
No, I mean, you ask Google that. How can Google know what your butt looks like?
Google, is Tom judgmental?
Is the world flat? The flat earthers are asking that question.
I suppose I can't judge them.
Did y'all see that thing where it said, we know the earth isn't flat because if it were, cats would knock stuff off of it. Hey. I like to knock stuff off tables. Okay.
That's actually a good scientific point.
All right. So they asked, does passing gas burn calories?
Very few.
Okay. You Googled it, apparently.
No, I lived it.
The answer is yes, but only because it takes a tiny bit of energy to burn calories. So even when you're doing that, you're burning a few calories. So if your spouse or your loved one calls you out, you're just like, hey, working out. Burning a few calories here.
I'm working my glutes.
Well, Tom's been working out this morning, I can tell you.
Yes. And, you know, breathing actually burns calories, too. Just any little effort. Yes. Yeah.
Everything that you do burns calories.
Uh-huh. And what happens if you drink blood is also something weird that someone has Googled.
Ew, what does happen?
You drink blood and it's gross.
You turn into Dracula, I heard.
Okay.
You ever cut your finger and you do instinctively put it in your mouth and you get the iron taste?
Always.
And then you immediately, you're like, Dracula was disgusting.
It's almost copperish, too.
Yeah, it's so nasty. Do not recommend.
I didn't even know what it tastes like. You guys did.
You've never ever put your finger in your mouth when you cut it?
I can't remember ever doing that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would get like a napkin.
Bleed all over the house?
No, I mean, I don't think I've cut my finger that extreme.
Come here.
Hey, can you Google it to see if it's safe first?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've got to share a text thread that I have just gotten on my phone. You guys know about my best friend in the whole wide world, Sean Tucker.
Yeah,
I never met him.
With him. You've never met Sean?
I don't think I have. Oh, was he at your wedding?
Yes, he was. He was the best man. So you did meet him.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding, right? I'll tell him you don't remember him.
Don't.
But Sean works for a city just outside of Orlando, Florida, in their planning department. And he sent me a text of what's happening right now. And I've learned in my own experience, having been the vice president of our HOA board for the Homeowners Association, I've learned that there are some people out there who are genuinely, bona fide, certifiably crazy.
Yeah.
And they live among us.
Mm-hmm.
And this story makes me think of that.
1 in 4 people. Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
Just this room. It depends on the day, though.
Okay.
It's Kato's turn today.
This is the text he sent me. Apparently, there's a huge pickleball drama taking place in the city of Maitland currently. It's crazy like a movie. Trying to find out more, I'm using corporate espionage tactics, and I will keep you posted. That was the first text I got from him.
Wow.
Then he wrote back, I literally just saw my bosses realize that I was eavesdropping and they closed the door. But here's what I heard before they shut the door. And he went on to text, if you get caught giving unsanctioned pickleball training at the Maitland facility, you get banned for life. Pickleball banishment. This is what is going on at his job right now. They are discussing whether or not people can give pickleball training at the pickleball courts without having got the proper pickleball licensing, or if they don't, they'll be banned for life from playing pickleball at that court.
I mean, it's not a league, is it? It's just for fun.
And he's working right now?
That's his boss's job.
That's our tax money right now.
Well, not ours, City of Maitland's.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it basically come down to money? They're paying these instructors to teach people, and so then if you just walk on and start teaching someone, they're not getting the money?
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I think they just don't want people going there and using the facilities to earn money by training people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, aren't they open to the public?
Exactly. And the only thing I could see him being concerned about is, let's say you're a pickleball trainer and you take the court up all day to train people.
Yeah.
Right.
And no one gets to come play on the pickleball court.
Yeah. I can see that.
So maybe it's not as crazy as it sounds.
Or someone's not sanctioned or licensed for that, and then they give lessons and someone gets hurt and they sue the county?
City.
City or whatever. Yeah.
Well, now you're making it sound logical.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just went from kind of sticking
crazy.
Our nose up to it to, oh, yeah.
Well, isn't it sad that that could even be the case? I mean, they build a pickleball court. People are supposed to be able to go play on the pickleball court, and now they got some trainer abusing it.
Say pickleball one more time.
Pickleball.
It just sounds weirder each time.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a weird word.
A lot of times, though, you see some of these, with the city and the counties, then they have tennis courts, whatever, and someone hogs all the time. You go and you want to play tennis, you want to play pickleball, you want to do frisbee off. Well, frisbee off, you can pretty much work yourself in.
But like that's because no one's playing it.
They are, too.
Yeah. It was big back in,
yeah,
in
we
the
play
80s.
It.
No.
No, we play it.
I used to have a friend that used to always want me to go play, and I'm like, I'm good.
Downtown Simpsonville, he just took it out and moved it somewhere else. I don't know where he moved it, but now I got the new police station there. But they
play Frisbee golf at the police station now?
No. They moved the whole course.
Oh.
Yeah. They put a building in. It's hard to play now. The building's in the way. The fire station in the building. But a lot of people will hog these courts, even when you go to some of the gyms out there, you got the shirts and skins playing or whatever, and it's like they'll hog the basketball time.
I mean, that's everywhere. It's because people, they don't care about anybody but themselves. I took my little buddy Lillian to the Children's Museum.
Yeah.
Other little kids wouldn't move out of the playing rooms.
Yeah.
I'm like, move over. I want to work the register in the grocery store this time. But they wouldn't let me do it.
I know. Get on your knees.
And Lillian's looking at me going, I want to do that. Well, so do I, Lillian. But those kids are not, they were not brought up right.
They don't share, do they?
They won't share.
I got you. Yeah.
So,
Cato, I'm glad you were there to help.
Yeah. So we went back to the bank. She had to be a bank teller, and I was the customer. Yeah.
I've got to say, after talking this over with you guys, I've got some advice to give to Sean.
Yeah, there
apparently
you go.
We can help them solve this matter, and his bosses don't even know we know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Well, do you feel undervalued and underappreciated?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. 84% of us feel like we are unappreciated. Yeah, you could feel that way at work, maybe at home, with your family, with your friends, or all the above, if you want to just check D.
I would go so far as to say the world.
Okay.
I feel underappreciated by the world at large.
Okay. That's a bit extreme.
Is it really? See, now I feel even more underappreciated.
I know. 3 out of 4 of us say we've done something nice for someone and not even gotten a thank you.
Like just a minute ago when I was telling Tom about Amazon Haul, I got $80 worth of stuff for $35. And I was like, it would be so good for you. And he goes, why do I need that when I have Vine? I don't share information.
Featured reviewer for Amazon Vine, and so I consider that amateur hour.
But you had to work for that.
No, I mean, I write a review.
That's work.
It's not really, I mean, maybe if you're, you know, illiterate, but it's not hard to write.
Maybe if I just have
like
a life.
Little.
Do you feel undervalued right now?
No, I feel basically like I'm talking with idiots.
Oh, hey.
I mean, it takes me literally 2 to 3 minutes to write a review.
Okay, reviewer, you feel like you are not appreciated?
No, I feel appreciated about being a reviewer because Amazon rewards me with free products.
How about being a disc jockey or an air personality?
Not so much there. You know what I do when I'm out with listeners and they're like, oh, we love your show. Yeah. I feel very appreciated. Yeah, in this room, awesome. Not so much.
In this building.
But you know what, though? Sometimes we get all kinds of texts or we get opinions from people when we're out in public. And they'll say something like, oh, I've not listened to you lately.
Oh, that's sad.
And that feels you feel underappreciated.
Oh, I only do streaming. Oh, thanks.
We do streaming, so you can listen to us on streaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying not to, like, name drop.
Well, we are not one of the jobs that are underappreciated, the most underappreciated.
No, we're kind of appreciated. People tell us, we get texts from people who are like, hey, you guys are awesome, you make my day, I laugh every morning. We get people who are like, I went through a tough time in my life, and getting up every morning hearing you guys laugh made it better.
Yep. Where are these?
They're on the text line.
I read the text messages. No, I've never seen any of them.
Yes, you're a liar. See, I'm being underappreciated right now.
Okay.
I wrote that text.
So our job's not mentioned, but here are the top jobs that we think are most underappreciated. Number 5 was nurse.
I was going to say that should be number 1.
See, I don't know if that's true anymore. I feel like we've made a conscious effort as a world to acknowledge nurses better. Now, they may not be as appreciated by the doctors or someone at their hospital, but I think as patients, we learn to appreciate nurses lately.
Yeah, and it depends, though. My mom was, you know, she had had surgery a while back, and in the hospital for a week, the nurses were awesome. They checked on her often. They were fun, polite.
Right.
Yeah.
Saturday she gets dismissed, but the nurse that she had on Saturday was rude.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She was pregnant. She would even come into my mom's room to check on her because my mom's flowers in the room she didn't like.
Okay, now I will say this. One thing nurses have to deal with now is they have cut back on so many of them that they have too many patients nurse, and they're overworked a lot of times.
It takes a while for them to check that bedpan or change that bedpan.
It sounds like you got a bad one, though.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what her deal was, that I had to remove all the flowers before she'd come in the room.
Yeah. I mean, in a hospital, being allergic to flowers is kind of tough because that's where people send a lot of flowers.
Okay, number 4 is your mailman or woman is underappreciated.
That, again, like Cato said, I think it depends on the mailman or woman.
Sure.
We had a male woman for many years. Her name was Ellen, and she was amazing. And we would give her gift cards every year. There was a limit. You could only do like $25. But imagine if everyone on her route did that.
Yeah.
She was so awesome. Kind, friendly, and did her job, she was appreciated. Now, then they got someone after that was a little bit more prickly, a little harder to deal with, maybe not as appreciated.
UPS must have changed routes because we had Tim forever, and he was incredible. And I don't know what happened to him.
Yep.
Tim, we miss you.
Now you got some jerk, right?
No, just not as friendly as Tim. Tim would get out and talk for a second. And
that's why Tim got fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Taking him all day to do his job.
Uh-huh. All right. I had one, and she just came up, and I opened the door at the perfect time, and she just threw the box down. And she was just tired, sweaty, and she goes, whew, it's been a tough day. And I'm like, I guess so. That's all she said. Turned around and walked off.
She should have pretended like she dropped it at the very least.
Yeah.
Or been like, why didn't you catch that?
Or just said, oops, I'm sorry. She did not.
Well, they throw them all, don't they?
They probably do, but I caught her red-handed.
Yeah, we don't want to see it. It's kind of like when you get your food made at a restaurant. You want to see it come out on that plate looking nice. You don't want to know what happened before it got there.
This is very true.
Number three of unappreciated jobs, teachers. We hear that quite often.
And I guess here's the thing with teachers. I think teachers are appreciated a lot by good parents. But you have parents who are not so good. Because my wife was a teacher. I saw this. I saw people accuse her of things that were physically impossible. Once she got accused of being racist for being involved between a dispute between two kids, they were both of the same race.
Oh, wow.
The parent just assumed one of them wasn't, and that her kid, because they were a certain race, was apparently discriminated against. And both of the kids were the same race.
I would go as far as to say most everyone in the school is underappreciated. My mom works in the front office, and some of the parents who come in there acting a fool, it's ridiculous.
I appreciate you a lot around August when school starts, and they've been out for a couple months. All right, garbage man or woman, that was number two on the list, underappreciated. You're around all that stinky garbage all the time.
You know what? That's going to depend on the attitude of the garbage man, too. You got the garbage men who won't do anything if it's not exactly the way they want it. And then you got the garbage men who go out of their way to do a good job. We try to give our garbage men gift cards at the end of the year and all that because we do appreciate them.
Number one, underappreciated job. We all have them.
Moms.
Moms are underappreciated.
I feel like that's not true. We have Mother's Day, make a big deal out of it.
One day out of the year. We appreciate you, Mama.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, Hawk, you complain a lot that I pick on you. Some people are like, why, Tom, why are you always riding on Hawk so hard? But a lot of your mistakes are really blatant, and they just have to be called out so that people don't think the rest of us are dumb and didn't notice.
Wow. You don't have to do that.
But I get mocked on the show a lot, and no one seems to care about that. For example, listen to him right now. mocking me. So, for example, I have flat feet, and you guys make fun of that. Like, it's not some major trauma in my life. I don't have a friggin' handicap pass because of this.
Yeah, he calls his plantar fasciitis.
No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with that. So you're just making stuff up.
No, that's true.
That sounds real.
No, flat feet are their own thing.
It's hard to take it seriously when you sound like a little ducky coming down the hall with those feet just whop, whop, whop.
Yeah.
That alone should tell you how bad it is.
Like a scuba diver walking out of the water.
Yeah.
Plump, plump, plump. I rest my case. I feel zero guilt now when I call you out on stuff. And then another thing y'all make fun of, like it doesn't matter and like it's not a big deal, is my restless leg syndrome.
Okay, you shake your leg all the time.
It's more than that. I have trouble sleeping at night because of my constant crawling feeling in the back of my knees.
I think it's traveled up to your arms too, because you tap a lot.
Yeah, well, restless leg does affect your entire nervous system.
Oh, okay.
And so you always feel like you got to be moving.
Oh.
Mocking me.
How often do you move?
Just his hands, constantly tapping.
And my legs.
And your IBS, and your diabetes, and what else? I mean,
those are legitimate. All of these are legitimate medical conditions. I literally think I could take you to court right now and win a massive case against you.
I don't know about that.
Because you are mocking me for medical conditions.
So many years, though, you said, I'm going to eat whatever I want to because those last 10 years ain't going to matter. Well,
I didn't know that they would be so soon.
You're just like midlife here. It's like a midlife crisis.
This is not midlife. For me, it's way past midlife.
Yeah, it's almost. You mean to make arrangements already?
I'm getting letters from Thomas McAfee already.
Oh my goodness!
Do they know something?
Are you getting AARP? Because that's when my mom started getting those.
They didn't bother with me. They don't think I'll be around long enough.
I mean, I'm laughing, not at you.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is there's a woman right now who has a lawsuit going about one of the drugs that I actually took at one time for my restless leg syndrome. It's called Ropinirol, and it is a medicine for the treatment of restless leg syndrome.
Okay.
But what the doctor did not tell her is that this medicine can also, and I will say my doctor did tell me about this, okay. So he's a good doctor.
Right.
But her doctor did not tell her that it can affect your impulse control.
What?
So what happens is you lose the ability to control impulses on things like gambling.
Wow.
And in her case, okay. Also Candy Crush. She became addicted to Candy Crush.
It's good, sweet.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, because of her restless leg syndrome?
Because of the medicine they gave her for okay. her restless leg syndrome. But that is not the only thing that went on here.
You don't hear that side effect in the commercial, do you? You'll be addicted to Candy Crush.
She started also playing virtual slot machines.
Oh, wow.
And she lost a ton of money. And the court ruled that the medicine for her restless leg is the reason that she got hooked on Candy Crush and virtual slot machines. And they awarded her $215,000 in damages.
That's a problem right there.
Granted, your doctor should tell you about side effects.
Sure.
But they also send you home with that form that has every side effect.
No one reads that.
Well, you should.
Yes. It's like saying you should read those things they ask you to click on whenever you're getting software and stuff.
Right.
No one reads that.
You ever unfolded that paper that comes with your medicine?
And the size of the print?
Yes, it's the size of your body with print that you can't even with binoculars read.
But honestly,
you're using the wrong device. You need a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
But no wonder she's having trouble.
I know. Honestly, we should be like initial those or sign those because there's so many people going for lawsuits and getting all this money. And before you know it, the company will have to go up on the price of that product and then your medicine's going to go up. Because she's addicted to Candy Crush.
No, that's the doctor's fault for not telling her.
Who did she sue? The pharmaceutical company or the doctor?
She ended up suing the doctor, I believe.
Wow.
See, that's just crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The court ruled her doctor was at fault for not telling her that it could cause loss of impulse control. I don't disagree with them.
Is this why now if you ask your doctor anything, they kind of push it off a little
bit?
No,
that's to make more money on insurance.
Okay.
Because then they're like, well, we'll get another visit out of that.
What are you addicted to with your restless leg syndrome medicine?
I don't take that medicine.
Oh, I thought
my doctor
you said you
warned
did.
Me about
oh.
it. I took it, and then he told me, because this can make you addicted to blah, blah. I'm like, no, 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 no. And so he did his job right.
Okay.
But this woman's doctor did not tell her.
There's so many side effects when you take medication. The doctor certainly can't go through all. And even my doctor told me that a lot of the side effects could be less than 1% of the people that...
I think it's higher on this one.
It's just, I don't get it.
How do you prove what was and wasn't told to you? I mean, isn't that just basically hearsay?
I don't know whether maybe they didn't make her sign something that she should have signed. Maybe they were honest and said, nope, we didn't tell her that. I don't know. I mean, they
he
do have
a better
insurance.
Lawyer, or she, the doctor, whoever
what,
it was.
One that would tell them to lie?
Yeah.
Okay, Tori.
I'd have been like, no, you forgot.
Wow.
It's that other medicine you're on. It makes you forgetful.
Well, they said her doctor didn't warn her about it, even though they put her on twice the normal dose.
Oof.
So the court ruled her meds were the reason she got hooked on Candy Crush and the virtual slots, and they ordered her. It wasn't like they awarded her some lottery amount. I mean, it's $215,000.
Still a lot, yeah.
Who do I blame for my addictions?
I don't know, Kato. Have you been taking Ropinirol?
I don't know what the name of my drugs are.
Okay.
I mean, they don't come from a pharmacy.
Tom's got drugs over here.
Good luck suing that guy.
Yo.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.